Hello and welcome back to your therapy guide. I'm Dr. Yadgar Fath. In a previous episode, we talked about why having a goal in therapy is so important. It's like having a map for your journey. We also touched on the differences between short-term and long-term goals. But today we are getting into the nitty-gritty. How to actually set those goals so they are clear, actionable, and something you can truly work towards. To do this, we are going to use a well-known acronym from the business world, SMART, S-M-A-R-T. This framework is one of the most effective tools we use in therapy to turn abstract hopes into concrete plans. Each letter of the acronym is a key ingredient of a powerful goal. Let's break it down one letter at a time, and we'll use a very common but very vague goal as our example. I want to be happier. First letter S. S stands for specific. A vague goal like I want to be happier isn't a good map. It doesn't tell you where you're going. To make it specific, we need to define what happier looks like for you. Instead of saying, I want to be happier, a specific goal might be, I want to feel less sad and more motivated, or I want to be able to go to social events without feeling overwhelming anxiety. Being specific gives us a clear target to aim for. Next letter is M. M stands for measurable. How will you know when you have reached your goal? How can you track your progress? A measurable goal might be, I want to do one enjoyable hobby a week, or I want to reduce the frequency of my panic attacks from 5 times a month to 2 times a month. You need a way to quantify your progress. This allows you and your therapist to see if the work you're doing is actually making a difference. Third letter is A. A stands for achievable. Your goal needs to be realistic and within your reach. It's great to have big dreams, but for therapy, we focus on what's possible right now. A goal like, I want to be completely free of all anxiety forever, is not achievable. A more achievable goal might be, I will use my breathing exercises for 2 minutes every morning. We start small and we build on those successes. This prevents you from feeling discouraged and gives you a sense of empowerment. The fourth letter is R. R stands for relevant. This one is crucial. A relevant goal is one that truly matters to you and aligns with your values. It's not a goal someone else wants for you, or one that sounds good in therapy. The goal needs to connect with your own life and what you want for yourself. If your goal is to go on more dates, but what you really want is feel more comfortable with yourself, then the real goal is about self-esteem, not dating. A relevant goal is a personal goal. And finally, the letter T. T stands for time-bound. A goal needs a deadline. Without a deadline, it's just a wish. A time-bound goal might be, within the next month, I will practice my grounding techniques for 5 minutes every day. Or by our 10th session, I will feel comfortable talking about my feelings with my partner. Setting a realistic time frame gives you a clear finish line to work towards. So let's revisit our vague goal. I want to be happier. A smart version of this goal might be, by our 6th session, I will engage in one enjoyable activity for 30 minutes twice a week to help reduce my feeling of sadness and increase my motivation. Now, you might be thinking, this sounds like lots of work. Do I have to do this all on my own? And the answer is no. This is a collaborative process. Your therapist is there to guide you through this. to help you make your goals specific to ensure they are achievable and to check that they are truly relevant to you. Remember, a SMART goal isn't just a to-do list. Is a way of thinking that helps you break down a big, overwhelming problem into small, manageable steps. It allows you to track your progress and celebrate the small wins, which are so important in therapy. By having a clear goal, you and your therapist can both stay focused and make sure the work you're doing is moving you forward in a meaningful way. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Your Therapy Guide. I encourage you to think about one area you want to focus on and try applying this SMART framework to it. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and follow me on my social media channel so you don't miss any future episodes. You can find all the links in the show notes. Until next time, take care.